This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. It's that time of the week. You guys get a chance to ask an NFL legend anything. Mr. Brian Mitchell. That's right. Ask B. Mitch anything. We'll start with Mark in D.C.
What up, Mark?
Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing good.
Good. Brian, I wanted to ask you, I think I'm probably a couple years older than you, but I just wanted, and I've been thinking about it, so I wanted to sort of get some insight on your motorcycle experience, how that's been, and just maybe some challenges. I hate using this word, maybe being a little bit older, taking it up.
Well, I basically went through the class and stuff, and I've rode maybe one weekend, one little ride, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know,
No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead, sir.
No. What were you about to say?
No, I'm just wondering how you found the sessions. Like, was there anything more challenging? Are you with an automatic start, or do you have to use a crank, a push, like a kickstart, or?
No, it was automatic start.
They got cranks.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you got.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm going to be brand new, so I was looking for some insight.
Oh, you're picking
class,
it up. Huh?
When you go to the class, man, they are very, very. They're going to let you know exactly what's going on, and they're serious about it now. If they tell you to stop. If they tell you don't do something without them telling you, don't do it. They'll kick you out the class in a heartbeat because they take it serious. And you looking at motorcycles, you have to understand that because you make one mistake on a motorcycle, it's all over.
No, I hear you on that. Your safety has got to be first.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Good luck.
I'll thank you for your time. I wish you well in your adventure of it. Just was looking for a little insight.
All right, man.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Who are our people?
Hey, guys.
If anything happens on the bike, you need somebody to help you? Olivia Donahue. Law Tigers. Make sure you call them if you need somebody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, appreciate it.
There you go.
Okay, have a great day. Guys.
All right, man. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The commander is on the line. Hello, Comandante Tequila.
Hey, guys. How you guys been doing?
We're good, man. Buddy. What's happening?
I got a football. I got a football scenario, all right?
All right.
Jack Del Rio Walker got fired last week. So we put up JP up as the defense coach. All right.
Uh-huh.
This was going on. It's 4th and 3. B. Mitch is the quarterback and the kicker. All right. It's 4th and 3. B. Mitch, you're down by 2.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're at you're at the 25-yard line.
All right.
All right. JP got to walk real quick to landfill or to them. How is he going to do his defense? Is he going to blitz or is he going to run or is he going to man cover somebody? All right. You got the wide receivers, the secondary wide receivers. All right. Because the main quarterback just ran out. So he doesn't know what he's going to do.
All right.
You got 2 seconds. Go.
So what you asked me, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to the end zone. I'm going to throw a touchdown.
All right.
The JP defense sucks. Landfill and JP running the defense sucks. I'm going straight down the field. All goals.
I'm
going
to be honest. I usually
all nine.
I will push back at times, but if it's me and Landfill on defense against B. Mitch, I think he is going to score. So, thank you, Commander. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you, buddy. NFL owner on the line.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Jera.
How you guys doing? I don't know how you followed that last call. I swear to God, I couldn't understand a damn thing you said. But listen, this is for Brian, but Finley, you might be able to chip in. These other two are inadequate because it's going to be beyond their damn time and standing. They can't remember Varsity Blues. Hell, they can't. They're not in this question. You all know who Brent Musburger is.
Sure.
Yep.
You are okay. Looking live.
Exactly. Now, I just discovered this the other day, and I defy any of y'all to go on YouTube or whatever and pull both these up. You know who he sounds like? Who do you think, if you close your eyes and just listen to the other voice, you'll know what I'm talking about? He sounds just like Seinfeld. I swear to God, both
really?
Of their voices are identical.
Musburger and Seinfeld?
Yes. Just listen. Before you listen to Seinfeld, just listen with Seinfeld in your head while you listen to Musburger. And I swear to God, you'll think that you're listening to Seinfeld.
All right, Landfill. This is Landfill, an audio program. Get me a Musburger clip and a Seinfeld clip. We will test this theory,
Jared. We're going to test it out, Jared.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right, man. You too.
Thanks, dude. I know it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Now, phone lines lit up when we talked about Varsity Blues. Can we ask Jeff to define cool? Is that all right? Jeff, define cool, buddy.
Hey, look, man, if you're not causing no problems, you're getting along with everyone else, it's just a nice vibe, you cool in my book. That's it.
Mm. That's fair, I suppose.
How would you define it?
I suppose somewhat similar. I don't know. That seems relatively fair.
I would call it not hot.
Also true. Also
true. Depending on which cool you want.
I know what Coach Cully meant to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite position coach post Joe Gibbs era? Like once it was Norv and then you got to Philly and like
Ted Williams.
Where was that?
In Philly.
What was he like?
Cool as hell. Ted was like what Jeff just said. He grew up with Dusty Baker in Compton.
Oh, wow.
They were best friends. But just laid back. Look, like if you did something wrong, you didn't even know he was mad. He was like, boy, you know you got to do something better than that. You know, he was not a yeller, but he was just that dude laid back. And he and his wife both, she was, Miss Williams, she was the coolest. She always bought us food and stuff, so.
That's the way to your heart.
You like them. That's our Cully wife used to always do, too.
Who was the biggest hard-ass coach you ever dealt with?
Bobby Jackson tried to be like that. We quickly had to let him know, dude, you 5'4", 160. who are you going to intimidate? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mike is at Gaithersburg. Mike, you got a question for B.
What up, Mike?
Yeah, hey guys, good to hear you. I want to know, Brian, who do you predict will be the top three running backs this year?
Probably the same one from last year. You got Saquon, you got Derrick Henry, and I'm gonna give you I think Bijan gonna jump up this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You think so?
Yeah. Thank you.
I think so.
Why do you think Bijan?
Because I think Bijan does more than just run the ball. So and now he has a quarterback who also moves around, who doesn't just sit in the pocket. And I think that's going to change up the way he'll have, like, opportunities, more opportunities.
Bijan certainly has the talent, right? I think that Atlanta situation is very interesting. If Penix is the dude that a lot of people think he could be, I think Bijan could be in for a big year.
Yeah.
Which second-year quarterback do you think will have the biggest jump this year?
Out of Jaden, Nix, Caleb.
Caleb, May.
The biggest jump is going to be McCarthy because he had nothing last year.
I think... Yeah. You think Caleb makes a big jump?
If he starts doing stuff on time and not try to make everything be ad lib, yes, he will. But if he keeps doing what he's been doing, no.
That's an interesting discussion with this. I don't think it'll be Jaden because Jaden already played so well. I think Jaden can be better, but there is room for other guys to make a bigger jump.
If he has a big jump, boy, we may be in the show.
If he has a big jump, it's hard to think we're not.
Hell
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
There we go.
All right, Landfill's prepared the investigation. Jera, one of our all-time callers, claims that Jerry Seinfeld and Brent Musburger sound exactly alike. I don't know that I believe this, But I'm all ears.
Let's go for it.
All right, Landy, what do we got first? Are you not telling us? How does this work?
Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio.
You are looking live at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. You are looking live at the Los Angeles Coliseum.
Okay, that was obviously Musburger.
I was in London about a month ago. The World Cup was going on. I enjoy any sporting event where nations get involved. I find that the most exciting. The Olympics is really my favorite sporting event.
I can see what he's talking about. Just that little it's like a vibration.
They just both sound like they're talking into microphones from the late 80s. That's all that sounded like.
I don't think they sound alike at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I understand what he's saying. They're not identical, no. But I would have loved to hear him have Seinfeld say you're looking live and see what goes on.
Yeah, that'd be good. I got something I never would have known. How tall do you think Brent Musburger is? Over, under, 6 foot?
Under.
Brent Musburger is 6'2".
He is?
Yeah.
Never looked like he's all, he slouched just a little bit.
Well, and he was always like sitting down in my memories.
And even when he stood up, he kind of has a slouch.
And apparently his middle name is Woody. Pause, Landfill.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Let's go to the phone. Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke.
What up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Love your show.
We're good. Thanks, man.
Hey, question for Brian. Brian, I want to start getting into doing some biking. Uh-huh. I just wanted advice from you, like how did you get started? What's a good bike to buy? But remember now, I'm not a former athlete. I'm a working Joe. and also, you know, how did you get started? Because I want to get into something that's non-contact. I used to play ball a lot. But I think biking might be the answer. So what would you suggest to someone who's just starting, how to get started, the type of bike to buy, and give me some ideas?
The type of bike, I think you're going to have to go and see what fits in your budget. But first thing I'm going to tell you to do is get fitted for your bike.
Okay.
You know, don't just go buy a bike, start riding, because if you just buy a bike, start riding, it's not properly fit, your butt will be hurting. Your feet fall asleep, everything else falls asleep, and you probably will give it up before you continue. But if you go get fitted for it, and you start off just riding like easy rides first, and then gradually go a little bigger, because first time I rode, I think I rode 10 to 15 miles, you know? But actually, the first time I went out and rode, I rode like 2.5 miles, and I couldn't sit down for a couple of days because my butt was hurting so much, you know? And make sure you go get, don't worry about people talking about how you look in your kit. Go get you a kit. Get you something that's cool with the pads in the butt. Don't try to ride the bicycle like a basketball player with some basketball shorts on, because that ass going to hurt, believe me.
Okay.
But if you get fitted.
What would you recommend? What would you recommend go get fitted?
When you get a bike, like most of the places will fit you for your bike.
Somebody got to pay me to recommend them.
Yeah. In most places will fit you. You can go to any of these bike stores around, they'll fit you for your bike. And then to be honest, you know, if you go somewhere, tell them you're looking to buy, have them fit you up, get your measurements, your size, you go on Facebook Marketplace, you might get a lot of people bought bikes during COVID.
Now
$15,000, right. And now they're selling them for $2,500 or less. You know, so you could probably go get you a damn good bike for cheap on the Facebook Marketplace.
Thank you, Zeke.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right, bro. Thanks.
Carlos is in Alexandria. What up, Los?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Am I in the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. I just lost your cell for a minute. The question is to B. Mitch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype about McCarthy in Minnesota with all that offense. Do you buy it?
Like I said, he's going to have to show me that he's completely healed from the injury. But I think the kid is a damn good quarterback.
I like JJ.
You know, he may not have the biggest arm, but he's accurate, and I think he's smart. And I think all you got to do is let the ball go early. Like Joe Montana didn't have the strongest arm, and I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana. But Joe Montana knew when to throw the ball. And he had receivers like Jerry and John Taylor that can go get it. You know, so if he can work like that with Addison and also Jefferson, he got something going.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks, Carlos.
Carlos a Viking fan.
I'm not. I have no animosity towards the Vikings. Mm-mm. Like, you know how there's some teams you just don't like? Vikings aren't on that list. I'm cool with the Vikings. I loved Randy. Let's go to Matt Stafford, Rams quarterback. What up, Matt?
Hey, the Philadelphia Eagles running back room from 2000 was loaded. You know, future Hall of Famer Brian Mitchell, Deuce Staley, Karell Buckhalter, Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
Do you have any good anecdotes from that team together? Were y'all good friends, or did anybody have any rivalries?
Nah, we were all real tight. You know, when you hear me on the radio talking a lot about successful teams, I always talk about the closest of a football team. And on that team, you would have sworn that we all grew up together. You know,
Deuce are still tight.
Me and Deuce still tight as it. Westbrook as well.
Yeah.
You know, and Karell Buckhalter. From Mississippi, we were all real, real cool. Yeah, a dude from South Carolina, a dude from Louisiana, dude from Maryland, and a other guy from Mississippi was Karell. We all were cool as hell, you know. Ted was the glue to bring all that together, man. Seriously,
that was a loaded
terrific
room.
There was just so much fun to watch. I always watched every preseason game just to watch all four of you run wild.
Oh, appreciate it, man. But like I always tell people, like Brian Westbrook, I remember when he first got there and we were practicing and we were watching him, we were gonna watch Monday Night Football, and it was me, him, and Deuce. We had like a three bedroom place in training camp. And Brian was like, "Man, can I ask y'all some questions?" So I said, "Yeah, cool." When he walked in, he had a notepad writing down the answers. That right there, I said, "Deuce, he's different." I had never had a dude come ask me questions and write down any damn thing.
Beautiful day outside. Where do you think Brian Westbrook is right now?
He probably golfing right now because Brian back to golfing.
Oh, I was going to say riding his horses.
Nah, he's golfing. He's into it. He's big time into it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is he? Because he lives over towards Woodmore, right?
Yeah, he lives over in what's called PGE.
Upper Marlboro or
Upper
something?
Upper Marlboro.
That's what
area.
I thought. Upper Marlboro is like a huge horse area, too.
Yeah.
There's some big, beautiful farms over there.
Yeah, some horses.
I'm going to make a decision. You all right with that? I'm
going to
make an executive decision.
Hey.
We're going to continue. Ask B. Mitch anything. We got if Camp PJ, stay on hold.
I talked to all of them.
Hey, well, B, are you ready for this?
What?
Rev T is on the line.
Oh, shucks.
You will hear from Rev T when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, and the phone lines are open. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything time. And folks, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. I don't believe we've heard from the good Reverend in some time.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry about him. And when I had to drive down to Raleigh, I drove by the new casino down there, and I thought of him. Thought of popping in, but I something tells me if I hung out with Reverend for a while, I wouldn't have continued to drive to Raleigh. It's time to speak to a man of the cloth. Hello, Rev T. How do you do?
Your eyes may shine and your teeth may grit, but Jerry Jones, you need to stop smoking that. I ain't going to say it because we on air. Man, what the hell is Jerry talking about that man, Jerry Steinfeld? He must have been binging on Jerry Steinfeld all this weekend, then messing around and then went on the Twitters or whatever they call it, the X or the O or the Z, whatever the hell they call it, the W, and he saw an old clip of Brent Musburger. Jerry Jones, stop stealing them pills from the old women at the old folks' home, and just keep freaking them behind their depends and stuff. But what's going on, B-Mitch?
What's up,
Jeff,
boy?
I miss y'all, Jeff Lansfield.
And where the hell have you been?
Where have you been?
Where you been, man?
I'm good. I've been chilling. Y'all need to come see me down in that playbook, down at the Rose, down there over 234 in Duffy's, man. Come see me. I done got that thing jumping. I got karaoke on Tuesday and Wednesday night. I got a live DJ on Friday. And every Saturday, I got a live band up in there, man, starting at 9 o'clock. That's Rev T doing up in there. I appreciate all the people, man, that be coming through, man, showing me. Look, it'd be amazing. Sometimes I got to ask you, they be like, you Rev T? I be like, oh, no, that's my car. You better make sure they ain't trying to whip my hair.
Rev, do you wear your robe at work?
No, I'm going to say that for the season when 106.7 fan go ahead and put that request in the book so I can hook y'all up and make sure y'all got a nice buffet spread and stuff out there when y'all come down. I got you.
If somebody will drive, I will go to Rev T's Casino for an evening.
Man, it ain't nothing but damn 25 minutes off. Man, don't think Dumfries far. Man, stop,
Doug,
stop
nothing
that.
On 95 South is 25 minutes, man. Rev.
Come on, man. I drive. From your way, you take the back road, it's 66-234, man, you'll be here in the
You ain't talking about me.
Day.
I drive. I don't worry about driving. JP don't like to go nowhere. I told him he's pompous. Oh, Maryland pompous ass.
It's not pompous. This is more about, I assume if we're going down to Dumfries to hang out with Reverend, we're going to be drinking a good clip.
We need a room.
Rev, you got rooms.
Man, hey, man, hit me off the air, man. I got the hookup. Ray Ray work with me. And you know when Ray Ray work with me, you know we all good.
Thank you, Rev. Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I love y'all, man.
Be cool, brother.
See you, buddy. Let's go to PJ and Reston. PJ, what up, man? PJ, you there, bud? PJ, are you okay, man? Sound like you're having some labored breathing.
I'm here.
You sound like you're in a submarine.
All right, what's going on, man?
I'm here.
There it is.
Oh, man, first of all, huge credit. Like, you guys would have been well within your rights just to hang up on me right away because you got to be ready when you're on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I got home and ran upstairs, heard you guys on the speaker because I thought Ref T was going to speak for more time.
Well, you know if it does.
I ran down the steps. Did y'all hear me run this? I ran down the step. My poor cat looked at me like, what the hell? But anyways, so a question I wanted to ask Brian Mitchell. By the way, that running back from the Philly, man, wow, four, like, 1A running backs. That's, I don't think I've ever even seen that before. But, you know, the Wizards, we got the 6th pick and the 18th pick, right? I know that, who is it? Dallas, they're not going to trade that number one pick, right? Mm-hmm. My question is this. Dylan Harper seems to be pretty solid at 2. Ace Bailey, a little bit less solid at the 3rd position. And then like 4 through 12 can kind of go in any order for the draft lottery. Do y'all think it's worth it to trade the 6th and 18th pick to move up to the 2nd or 3rd, or maybe just for the 2nd or just for the 3rd? And like we could do something where, you know, like we do the 6th and the 18th and then maybe throw in either like Brogdon or Middleton, you know, like a good veteran player that doesn't really kind of go with our team. But
what's the guy with that?
Dawkins?
Will Dawkins. If you're watching right now what Oklahoma City is doing and the amount of talent they have on that team, he had hands in that. And I think if he gets 6 and 18, he's going to find some guys that could be legitimate parts. And if you like, when you watch Oklahoma City right now, those dudes play.
They made some trades too. Traded for SGA.
They made some trades and things like that, but they also have depth.
I mean, dude, as disappointing as getting the 6th pick is, thanks for the call, PJ. You can stay on.
Yeah, I have faith in Will.
Dude, as disappointing as getting the 6th pick is, right? And it just feels like the curse of Le Boulé continues, right? To quote Tony Kornheiser. But, like, I like the picks they've made. I like Bilal. I like Sar. I like Bub. I like the kid Keyshawn as a shooter. Like, I like what they're building. Is there anybody you like at 6? Thank you, PJ.
All right, man. My whole thing is like, when I have faith in the people that you have picking, I stop looking.
So
just like with the NFL right this year,
at 29,
I saw
it's
a lot
hard.
Of guys and stuff, but I'm like, whoever Adam picked, I'm gonna be happy with it.
At 6, DA, and I think Chris Miles said it the other day too. They like the big kid out of Duke, Moloch. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, how do you say that, White Brian? I bet you know.
Moloch?
White Brian's asleep.
No, he's not. He's just not paying. He don't have his ears on. Brian, how you pronounce the dude, big dude name from Duke?
Maloch.
You know who I like at 6, though? And I'll get clowned for this. My boy's a hardcore analytics guy and does very well in that capacity. Con Knipple. Give me the nipple, baby.
That's the dude from Duke, too, right?
Yeah. The other white
kid. The
one
that's dirty. Like, yeah, I know you're talking about.
I wouldn't say he's
his
dirty.
His mama play. I'd say he's dirty.
He's just a grinder.
He's dirty as hell. He's just like the other dude that left from Duke. His mom,
no,
play, his mom
not
played
like
basketball,
Grayson.
Too. He does a little some Grayson Allen stuff.
Are you
now,
sure?
If he's on my team, I like him. His mom was a basketball player. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Wait, Brian, is Con Knipple considered dirty?
I watched him in some games. He was dirty as hell. Y'all can think what you wish, but I watched little things he was doing. The dude got some Larry Bird in him.
All right, but I would not compare him to Grayson, who was just tripping
okay,
dudes
well,
all the time.
Grayson was a complete ass. This dude got some little dirtiness in him, too. But if he's on our team, I love it.
Landfill wants the dirty nipple.
But I don't think Knipple is going at 6.
The analytics dudes love him. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
These dudes are analytics dudes.
Yeah, the analytics dudes, you know, I don't love them.
The other dude,
the hell with them.
Malawak, I think, is 7'2". You don't need analytics for that.
That's what I need.
Sar is what? A legit 7-footer, 6'11"?
And he plays.
But he's not a defender. Malawak's a real defender.
Is Sar a defender? Is he going to play the 5 or 4?
No. Hell, he seems like he might want to play the 3.
Well,
but that's just basketball.
If you can have a 7-2 and a 6'11 on the court, go for it.
I mean, you get the length like OKC.
Yeah.
My guy Kemp is on the line. Kemp, ask B something.
Hey, B and Mitch, how you guys doing, JP Finley?
We're good, brother.
Good, buddy.
First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate you.
Huge Redskins fan and B Mitch all the way to the Hall of Fame. I got a question for you there, B Mitch. Mm-hmm. Who was the best blockers that you ever had when you were returning punts and kickoffs?
Oh, man. Number one was Trey Thomas. No, not Trey Thomas. Trey Johnson was
the
big fella. He was a guard.
He can move, though, right?
Trey could run, dog.
Right.
William Bell was definitely another one.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Mike
Sellers.
Uh-huh.
Mike Sellers was my
definitely.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Him and Vanderbeek together was a little ruthless.
Awesome. Yep. So was there any one big block you remember that sprung you for a touchdown?
Well, I remember a touchdown where Trey went through the hole. I followed Trey into the hole. When I came out, it was nothing in front of me. So
nice.
I was gone. Like,
nice.
I think more guys jumped out of Trey's way than tried to take him on. You know, they try to jump out and then come back in. If you jump out and come back in, I was coming so fast that I was going to get through the hole before you. It was over for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say I grew up in Potomac, and I used to mow Larry Brown's lawn.
Oh, cool, man.
That's awesome.
Thanks, stuff. Oh, Larry, my boy.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
All right, man.
See you, man. Thank you.
Take care.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
When you were playing, did you have a fullback often?
In
league.
You talking about in an offense or an offense?
Like, is there one fullback you remember just laying people out?
No, we didn't have a lot. We played H-back stuff early. And then, hell, when Norv got here, he had me playing a lot of the fullback.
I was wondering.
But Norv fullbacks wasn't blockers. They were, like, come out the backfield and stuff like that. So it was different. You know what I mean? So,
and then what's, the biggest hit or – like, because I've asked you this a million times, and I love the Derek Thomas story, but what's the biggest hit you remember watching? Like, just like, damn, you got lit up. Mm. Not that you took, but just like on the field.
When, who was it? Was it Joe or Walter Stanley who got hit in the body bag game? When he got hit, I knew he was asleep.
I think it was Stanley. I saw some highlights.
The arm was just up. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then my mind went to, ooh, you got to go in the game probably.
Quickly change.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, I got some stats. We're going to do a James Wood appreciation segment because this kid is absolutely crushing it. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Boop, 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 boop.
B. Mitch and Finley, we're going to postpone James Wood appreciation segment to 1:30. Don't worry, it's not going anywhere. Because we were able, it took a while. We had to talk to a bunch of people, a lot of hoops. We had to jump through some hoops. Line up a sponsorship, but we got the Rooster. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Chris has just told me something else.
Yeah. You see, you know why I called you Gavin, right? You're drinking a Diet Coke with the name Gavin on it.
Yep. There you go.
There you see, go. Hi, B. How are you?
Can I tell you something? He's never gotten his own name.
I mean this from the heart.
Yeah.
Unintentional comedy, your wheelhouse. Intentional comedy, not exactly.
That's fair. I mean, listen. I am what I am. I'm a little bit of a freakazoid.
You're a freak.
Well, freakazoid. There's a difference between a freak and a freakazoid.
What's the difference?
A freakazoid is kind of weirdish, right? I'm kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
For sure.
I mean,
and a freak is kind of weird.
I appreciate it.
What's your
favorite position, Rooster? Slow down.
I'm like guard, tackle, center, linebacker.
Well, in the press box, I'm like the guard, right? I mean, I'm the big. It's Mitch. I don't, Grant.
We should talk
May.
To PR because yeah. the fact that they put.
I know.
Snyder, Grant, and Rich.
Rich
in a
I forgot row. About that.
And then Hoffman, like,
yeah,
you know,
skinny mini Hoffman,
you know, low body mass, yeah. whatever. Hoffman in the middle of them just gets crushed.
I think we should send Snyder and Mitch and Grant down to you guys where all the skinny people
we're
are.
We're good down there,
yeah.
man.
That's what I think we should there. Do. By the way, I just want to thank you guys. I tried to do it on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw, but I want to thank you guys for being awesome to me, kind to me. Even if you're ripping me or making fun of me, you guys are the best PR I've got. You're the only PR I've got. Nobody else cares about me or my radio show. So
we PR,
I appreciate
we need to
you
get
guys.
Paid.
All publicity is good.
I don't
good
have any money to pay it, B. That's
well,
the problem.
We have more to offer. We have more to offer.
Okay. Let's do it.
A bus to Edmonton is far.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be reasonable.
It's 81 hours.
I don't. there's no direct bus lines from D.C. to Edmonton.
What if you take like a yellow school bus?
I don't.
Is that longer or is that about the same?
That's going to be about 162
okay.
miles.
I mean, hours. Hours, yeah.
What? Double. Now, you're a hockey guy.
Yeah, I am.
Best sport in the world.
I mean, it was a great game last night. Unbelievable.
I've been on the Edmonton train for a while. I'm a McDavid believer.
Connor McDavid is amazing.
The way you talk about him is a little much.
I do have a little bit of a man crush on him.
Whoa, why are you getting all sultry, Bruce?
I just, you know, just want to spice it up a little bit on a Friday.
Good
I mean,
God.
You know,
we got an hour.
I'm
going to
let y'all have the list.
I mean, I hear you guys doing an extra segment of Ask B. Mitch Anything. I know what the deal is. You're trying to avoid talking about boring, same old sports. I'm trying to do the same thing. Yesterday, for an hour and a half, I made fun of my producer. Last Friday, I talked about Chicago dogs, hot dogs, for an hour and 20 minutes. I am trying. We're all just trying to move the needle until we get to camp.
How do you talk about hot dogs for an hour and 20 minutes?
B, I'm a food connoisseur, in case you're not aware. And a Chicago dog is absolutely freaking disgusting. It's gross. It's revolting. It's literally it's a hot dog right through a garden. And anybody that, and I love, I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My daughter was born there. I love Chicago, deep dish pizza, all of that Chicago
the beef,
the Portillo's, all of that stuff. The Chicago hot dog is the worst creation known to mankind. It's awful. Outside of caviar, maybe, which I've never had, but I've looked at and I know what it is.
But you eat it with a lot of crab meat, so you don't really taste it.
Where have you been in a situation that serves caviar?
I don't go to as many black tie events because I'm an idiot, JP or Gavin. But occasionally I have found myself.
You were boots on the ground. I meant to try to book you for this, but your agent wouldn't get back to me.
Oh, yes, my
you
agent.
You went to the tour.
I don't have money to pay an agent.
You went to the tour,
hey, big boy.
Of the new Monumental. Of the
I did.
New,
I
how
did.
Was it?
It was great. I mean, for those of us that were there for the final Caps
game. Tell everybody
game,
what it was.
Okay, so basically they're doing a three-summer renovation and essentially turning it into a new building. For those of us that you were there for a bunch of playoff
at
games,
you
didn't cover any as a media, but I know you were there as a fan. But the event
like
floor where the Etihad Lounge used to be, the VIP Lounge, and the Caesars Lounge, like if you had the good tickets, right, and all the good food, all of that is completely gone, completely demolished. It literally is down to the studs. That's on the event floor. You walk out to the rink or where the ice rink would be. It's completely covered. They've taken all the nets, the Zambonis, the hoops, everything out because they needed the room to do a construction zone. What they're doing is building a new elevator, new suites for this September or late September when they return. And over the course of the next 3 years, they're changing the complete outside of the building, basically gutting as much of the inside core of the building. They're widening concourses up on the third and fourth level.
I think it'll be dope.
There are more bathrooms.
Those renovations are awesome.
What I saw on y'all show, it looks good.
Yeah, it's like 11 elevators compared to it's going to be 23 elevators. There's going to be 35%, I think they said, more bathrooms, more high-end eats. I mean, they had a Pat LaFrieda Tomahawk steak that was just dangling there that I didn't get to have.
They had what?
So there was a Tomahawk steak that
Pat
Rooster
LaFrieda
posted a picture of that he made a point of saying he didn't get to have it.
Right. I just wanted everybody to feel bad for me, and nobody felt bad for me.
But you always want everyone to feel bad.
So my question is, you look at it, why couldn't you have that?
Yeah, why couldn't you have it?
Because I had to come back here and do the show because my agent double booked me.
Hold on.
I mean, so he couldn't book me for your show, but he double booked me to do the Monumental Tour
and
my show. Huh?
Who's your agent?
Drab.
I can't tell you these things.
Hold on. Let me ask a question.
He'll be in touch.
So
okay.
Serve-
I mean, now that you're coaching, he's got to pick your brain. You know, he's got to make sure that we understand the proper technique and all.
They served the steak to the people that got the tour, right?
I assume so. I did not see that part.
And you just had to leave before you were able to get
it. I had to leave at 12:15. The tour ran so long. My guy Jim Van Stone did a great job. Chris Brown from Monumental and all the crew, they did a tremendous job showing us everything.
Sausage
all
guy.
The models, all the makeup suites.
Oh, you're partying with models?
Not that, those models. That's Stefan Diggs. those models.
Have you ever tried pink cocaine roost?
Not recently. I've tried pink pickled onions, not pink cocaine.
Okay. I'm glad we clarified
I'm
that.
I'm down with the kids, man.
you can't hear all the drops landing.
No, I can't. I can't.
I hear them all.
I'm sorry.
It's a US
anyway,
sausage guy.
I just wanted to say thank you to both of you guys. Seriously. On a serious note, I appreciate
it. We don't be like ripping on you. We like you.
Dog. No. I do. Listen.
Only time I say something not pleasing is when I think you just to just act like you're crazy. Just
when I'm an
like
idiot.
Crazy.
When I'm a crazy idiot. Well, no. I don't.
Because
like, I'm an idiot.
When you get mad at people for trying to make money, I think that's crazy.
I say this with all the sincerity in the world. You guys are help me almost every day in terms of promoting my whatever I am. And I'm a mess, I admit. So I just want to thank you guys. It means a lot to me. I don't always get to tell you that, but it means a lot to me. I appreciate you.
Gotcha.
And you can rip on me from now until cows fly because you're just promoting my
idiocy.
Man,
that guy's a hunk.
And part of being a radio host sometimes is being an idiot.
That's certainly one avenue.
Yeah. You know,
not all have to travel upon
No.
What second-year quarterback do you think will make the biggest jump?
Drake May.
Really? Why?
Because Jaden Daniels already made a meteoric jump. I don't know if he can make another huge jump.
If he
does,
he'll
make
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he'll make.
I think he'll just be better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he'll be better in a lot of different ways. But I don't know if it'll be as big of a climb as Drake May. Did I say it? Yeah, Drake May, right?
Yeah.
Did I say
his
name right?
What are you confused about?
I'm trying to remember his name up in New England.
His name Drake May.
No, it's his.
I'm a sausage guy.
Yes.
Matt Gay.
But anyway, yes, I know. But Drake May will be, I think, because he showed signs of promise last year, but he's got the largest. Now, he's got that crazy person, Stefan Diggs. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want any part of that. But hopefully Mike Vrabel will be able to get him off the cruise ship, get him away from the pink cocaine, and get him to catch some balls. What the hell is his name?
What about Caleb?
I can't think of his name. I was thinking about going there. I don't love Caleb's style. Honestly, I think he'll definitely be better with Boy Wonder Ben, but I saw a lot of recklessness in his game coming out of USC. I kept trying to talk about that. Nobody cares.
Can we talk about naked men with barrels around
them? I wonder how much he's going to be able to harness that with a better offensive line. I'm just saying. Nobody cares about what I think.
What about Knicks?
I mean, you guys are the only guys that care about what I think.
We're also trying to get you on a bus to Winnipeg.
I know. No, or it's Edmonton. Sorry. No, you said Florida during the break.
So
can we go to Florida?
Would you take a bus to Florida?
If CK and Drab would allow me to do the radio show from down in FLA, absolutely. As long as it's a luxury bus line or not a school bus.
It's Greyhound, dog.
Do you have a Comrex?
Yeah.
Just go do it.
No, but I got to ask permission, B.
Yo.
No, you don't. Ask for forgiveness,
dog.
No.
Don't ask for permission.
I'm not certain people, B.
Asking for permission is the wrong thing. They talk you out of it.
There's probably an Odyssey station in Florida.
I might be going to Madrid, by the way, and Barcelona. I might be joining you guys.
Who's paying for that? That ain't cheap.
Hold on. You can't be bringing that big suitcase into the little confined place.
Yo, how late will Rooster be to the Madrid press box?
No. Police Cruz Leonios.
Saturday night, Madrero on your way, Felici Dot.
And the boys here, we are going hard.
On you.
We are going hard, baby.
All on you. You footing the bill. Good.
Of all the things we could do in Madrid, Saturday night with the Rooster, would you go to a bullfight?
I gotta go. I love you guys, but I gotta go.
Would you go to a bullfight?
No. I am not getting speared by a bull, man.
I can't run.
A bull fight. I thought you meant like Pamplona running with the bulls.
That's in July.
Nah,
okay.
I ain't doing that.
I might go to a bull fight as long as none of them could get to me. Because I can't run anymore.
What was your favorite position?
Pitcher.
Ooh, That's Chris Russell. His show starts at 2 o'clock. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program.
You've stripped my manhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.